Senator Smathers on 9-1.
I want to talk to you confidentially without quoting me, if you will.
All right, sir.
We had a long meeting last night on our airline thing. We are trying to get these folks back to work, and we cut it as thin as we could, and we could get out of the carriers, and we got to see Miller, and we thought we could get it over, but they are being encouraged from some folks on the outside, the Bobby Kennedy group. He's got two or three labor people working for him, and he's stirring up trouble with every group that he can.
Right.
And he did it at Miami at the convention last year. He did it when they didn't pass 14B, and he laid all on me. He's doing the same thing with the Negroes on the riding thing.
Right.
But we think the desirable thing would be for Congress to pass the Morris resolution as modified a little bit by Nick Katzenbach, which Mansfield and Dirksen are going to try to get Morris to take.
Right.
Which Lester Hill and them supported yesterday, because it's rather effective, and all the carriers are for it, and the labor unions are not for anything, but they are for it in preference to the Clark resolution. The Clark resolution is just sheer ward politics.
That's right.
That puts it in the president's lap. Now, the weakness is threefold, and I'll give you this if you'll make notes on it, to Katzenbach and Wirtz and David Ginsburg, who's the smartest fellow dealing on it. He was on this board. Of course, Morris is smart. He handles it, but I doubt he has much influence up there. But the first thing that's wrong with the Clark resolution is that it makes no congressional finding.
Right.
Therefore, no court would support it.
Right.
They're not going to let a president just determine that he can destroy a labor union or that he can destroy a carrier without some standards of some kind, unless they find that it affects interstate commerce, unless they find that it affects health and welfare, safety, unless they find that it affects national security, unless they find it's an emergency because of an epidemic or something. The president has no right to draft people. Wait just a second. Hello?
Yeah.
So the first thing's wrong, it makes no finding. Now, it'll mislead you. The first paragraph sounds like it's making a finding. It states, whereas it's a great emergency, whereas people are inconvenient, whereas interstate commerce is affected. Therefore, we leave it up to the president.
Right.
They don't say, therefore, we find that emergency exists and so declare.
Right.
So they want to make me do it so that Griffin started it. Griffin's idea was that he could say in Detroit, when he's running against Williams, that we refuse to do it. We wouldn't draft the workers. We try to give labor protection. Every time we have a strike, we don't get a congressional resolution. But the president made the finding.
Right.
And that's a Democratic president. Now, if finding's going to be made, it ought to be bipartisan.
Right.
Ought to be both of them.
Yeah.
Or every little congressman running can say, well, my opponent did too, and the Republicans did too, and we all made the finding. That's first. Second, it sets no standards, whatever.
Right.
It doesn't say that this situation has to exist, this condition, or the president can do it for this period of time. And it has no standards, so Nick says that is very bad.
Okay.
He says that when you delegate power to a president, you ought to have some guidelines, some standards, or the court won't uphold it because they believe in a division of powers.
Right.
The third thing they wrote in, Bobby wrote in his own language, in the discretion of the president. So the president's got complete discretion to do anything.
Right.
Now, Katzenbach said that word discretion just covers everything. It's in the president's discretion. Therefore, he can take over Eastern Airlines if he wants to. He can operate it Monday and not operate it Wednesday and come back and tell them they got to operate a flight Friday. He can tell this labor union that you can work 1 week. You got to, or I'll send you to jail, and you don't have to work 3 weeks. He says it gives enough power for the president to destroy any union and any carrier, under the word, in his discretion.
Right.
So it makes no finding, it sets no standards, and it says in his discretion.
Right.
Now then they wind up in the report, Bobby made him write it in the report, that this is up to the president, this is an executive function, that he ought to do these things. Well, he doesn't have a tool to do it. They haven't set any standards. They haven't. All they've given me is the Railway Labor Act, and I followed it right to the letter every way I could. Then I followed my own persuasion every way I could, and then they voted me down. Now, if they want to give me something, they ought to make a finding. They ought to set the standard.
Right.
And they ought to guide me without just saying that you have the sky's the limit, you can do anything you want to, because NEC says no court will uphold that.
Right.
Now, the carriers know that, so they're all mad. Every one of the carriers are going to contact their people if they're not too lazy and too dumb.
Can we get Jetson back to say something?
No. If you do, then I'm in a position of advocating something.
Right.
But this is true, and Katzenbach said this, and Katzenbach said this to Dirksen.
All right, well, I'm all for it.
Now, Russell says he'll take them on. We need somebody on that floor to get up and say this is laughable. Now, I'm not... I've never been regarded as the man that was a protector of any... I'm no stooge of any labor union. But I don't want the time to come when one man can destroy the labor unions, and when one man can destroy the business enterprise, and when one man can operate without a finding of Congress...
Yeah.
Without emergency of Congress, without a standard of any kind, and in his own discretion. As much as I love the president, I don't want to give him that power, and the president doesn't want that kind of power. If he had, he'd ask for it.
Right. Well,
and I'd point out that he hasn't asked for it, and I would think that if we want to do something to stop this strike, we either ought to follow what we've done in the Railroad Labor Act, that this board that's made up of men that are not considered exactly pro-industry men, Morris and Neustadt and Ginsburg, all three of them, that would follow the Railroad Labor Act and would permit the lands to operate 180 days here after Congress makes finding.
Right.
Now, that's what the carriers favor. That gives them a chance to work this thing out. That gives us a chance to work it out. But if Wirtz comes up and advocates it, he just might as well never appear before a meeting again. We got voted down the other night when we got him extra $5 million, and the machinists out there voted against me and voted against Wirtz and so forth. Now, if we had come up and recommended that we break their strike, hell, they wouldn't even listen to any settlement we worked out.
Yeah.
We've got to try to work out a solution, unless you expect to... Joe Clark to work it out. Who's going to work it out if the president doesn't and the Secretary of Labor doesn't? Now, if they take a position and they say, we are going to draft these workers are not going to show up, they're going to be absent, they're going to throw a monkey wrench in the damn plane. Bill Wirtz said I wouldn't ride in any plane in this country that flew, by God, after we forced them to go back unfairly.
Yeah.
Because they're mean, Hoffa wants to take them over, they're in the most delicate operation in this country. They haven't been treated right. They think that they've been treated unjustly. They kicked out the other president. He retired. They've got a new one. And now this one recommended they do it, and they won't take it. But we've gotten it out of their system, and we think we've got a chance. And if they would adopt the Morris resolution, then we do have a congressional finding, and we can say to all these men in Miami and in San Francisco and in New York, now, every Republican and every Democrat says that you ought to go back to work, fellas. We think you ought to go back to work, and we'll sit down and in the next 6 months work out something.
Right. Well, that's the reason I've already stated.
But Bobby had a 60-day thing, and he wanted it settled just before the election, and he got damn the most vicious thing you ever saw, just like he's got these riots going on, $100 billion bill.
Yeah.
He's got John McCone and Joe Alsop writing for Martin Luther King for $100 billion here to have this session.
Yeah.
Of the city.
Yeah, I know it's ridiculous, but I don't like to see the Congress abdicate our authority. It's up to us. By God, we ought to face up to it. That's what we ought to do and will do, I believe.
Now, Meany told me yesterday that every man voted against this would be anti-labor. Every man voted for the Clark thing, he'd consider anti-labor. He's just mad as hell at Clark. The steel workers are wiring him and all the others wiring him. But Bobby got Clark off and they got to playing politics. They thought they'd dump it in my lap. Then their labor wouldn't blame them because they'd say, well, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Then I'd have to do it.
Yeah.
So Meany's mad as hell about it. He's got B. Miller calling him. Joe Byrne, the communication workers, calling him. So what you've got is an unusual situation.
Yeah.
I can't show my hand, but you've got the president, the attorney general.
Well, I'm just going to put on the base that every congressman was elected to face up to these sort of things, every senator.
And they either ought to do it or shut up.
Exactly. We haven't got the guts. We got the authority. The question is, have we got the guts?
That's right. And why would you want to, say, be cowardly? The word to use is cowardly. Why do you want to make him do something when you have the facts? Now, you gave him the Railroad Labor Act. You had the guts to spell that out and say, you appoint a board and you do so-and-so. You spelled it all out. You made a finding. You made the standards. You gave him the time limit. You let him set the dates. He did all that. Now, it hasn't worked. Now, if you want to do something else, okay, do it. But don't be cowardly about it.
Right. All right. I've been for that right along. And I'll get right with it.
I wish that you get in the debate on it at all, that you would just get up on the floor when Bobby shows his hand and say, well, now, they want the president to make his position. Where does the junior senator in New York stand? Does he want to legislate these folks back to work, or doesn't he? He's told us he thinks the president should take a stand. Well, what's his stand?
Right. Well, he's going to say, what he'll come back with this. I've been thinking about how to get at him a little, but he's going to say, well, when we had the railway labor strike, when the railway boys went out, President Kennedy, he's wrestling over recommendation. Because I heard Bobby yesterday on Wirtz. I just happened to walk in there, and I got into the thing a little bit. I'm not on that committee, but I'm greatly interested. So I went in there, and I heard Wirtz. I heard Bobby on Wirtz, and it was just unmerciful the way he was at me. He kept saying, you mean that you can't make a recommendation? Do you mean this administration has no position? Do you mean that they won't take a position? And all this business, see. The inference was, then he talked about, well, we had the railway thing, 1963, President Kennedy recommended this sort of business. So that's what he had answered, see. That, well, the administration ought to do it. Well, that's what they did in the railway strike.
That's what we asked them to do now. We're asking them to give, if they want to give us something. We think we're better off to get these men back to work without forcing them to.
Yeah.
Now, we think we're closer to it. We think we may be able to voluntarily get them to go to work under this scheme. We haven't, because they say as long as Morris is shouting and as long as they got a pistol ahead, they're not going to do it. So we got Morris to quieten down one day, Friday. I got them in that night, and they settled it. Now then, the union turned them down. So we got to get some way to educate that union. That's what we did in the railroad strike. We're in the maritime strike. We went out, we got on television, we educated the union members to please accept this. Now, that's what we may have to do here.
Yeah.
But what they did in the railroad strike is exactly what Morris has got. Morris has got a resolution that sets the standard,
yeah,
that tells the president what to do, that makes the findings.
But see, what Bobby says is that President Kennedy recommended that at that time, whereas Johnson won't recommend anything at this time.
Well, that's right, but we have a different condition.
Yeah.
First place, I haven't got the emergency you got with the railroads. You got babies can't get milk with the railroads. You got everything tied up. This ties up mine in Honolulu, but it helps the defense effort.
Yeah.
This doesn't destroy. Under my law, I've got no national emergency.
Yeah.
This is not like a railroad strike or a utility strike or a steel strike even. This has a few Jews going to Miami, Georgia, and some orchids coming in from.
We got 64 cities without any.
That's right. But there's a train, and it takes them a little longer.
The train is worse. That's right.
I ask all the lawyers if they could make an emergency out of this, and every one of them tried. They wanted to. Not a one of them could do it. We've had them here for a week, and when you look at it, the defense has been helped. The planes that are not going to Miami and Honolulu are going to Vietnam, hauling stuff they need. So we're not, the defense has been helped. There's been more stuff shipped since this. So we can't make an emergency from that standpoint. Then we look at health, and we can't make it from health standpoint. So we've got to have a new standard. Now, the new standard is the same thing they had in the railroad strike, and the same thing Morris has got in his bill, that it adversely affects
the
economy and interstate commerce.
Right.
Now, that's what we want.
That's right.
your labor committee doesn't do that.
Yeah, well, I know it. The labor committee is playing politics. It's pure and simple.
All right. Well, what I want you to do is, Mansfield says he'll do it, but he won't fight. Now, you'll fight. I want you to get Russell Long. He's agreed to do it. Russell Long and Dirksen's agreed to do it, and go over there and stay on that goddamn floor till you pass this thing and adopt the Mansfield, Dirksen, moderation of Morse, they get him to moderate it. He needs correction to. Nick says he's got to have a correction to. Then pass the son of a bitch.
Will Morse accept that correction?
Oh, I'm sure it will, because he says he...